Record number of Americans are expected to pass through airport security checkpoints today, and a record number of Americans are expected to hit the road next week.
Holiday travel. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly, who has more on the road trips and gas prices. Heather?
Well, Kent, it's a sign more people are comfortable with their job situation and have disposable income to work with. Vacationers hitting the roads in record numbers. And that's according to AAA's Beth Mosier, who says the average cost of $3.15 a gallon for gas in Utah isn't deterring drivers.
We're expecting to see about 47 million people traveling this holiday weekend. It's 5% more than we saw last year.
Mosier says people want to get out there and travel, and this Tuesday is expected to be the worst travel day of the year as the holiday crowd mixes with commuters. Holiday travel, our live team coverage continues with ABC's Ryan Burrow at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport.
Wearing reunion 2018 shirts, John and his wife were hoping to take the whole family on a trip to Hawaii in celebration of their 25th wedding anniversary.
We've got 18 people going to Hawaii.
You've got 18
people. And our flight's delayed.
Our whole family. So we're hoping that they can figure out a way to get us there.
Been there before?
No. And of course, it's got a volcano going off now. So we've got that going against us.
John and his family are among the more than 28 million travelers expected to fly between now and July 9th. Ryan Burrow, ABC News, Chicago.
The TSA says 2.7 million Americans are expected to pass through security checkpoints today alone.